free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, April 6, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at where we're headed next in this planned takedown of the world. And make no mistake about it, that is exactly what is happening here. If we look at the checklist, as I've said from the very beginning, you look at what immediately happened, and it is continuing and escalating. Every day we get more draconian measures put out by some petty bureaucrat somewhere, whether it's a governor or mayor or it's a county judge. And we are spiraling down in a situation that, quite frankly, is like a death spiral for our entire country and our economy. And when we talk about the economy, who cares about the economy? This is nebulous thing. It's really about your jobs. It's about your businesses. It's about your food supply. It's about being able to distribute food. It's about medicine. It's about all these things. You know, when we look at this, I'm absolutely stunned at the hand-wringing about people still riding the subway in New York. Now, think about that. Think about how draconian New York has been about everything else, and yet they keep the subways going, right? People are packed into these filthy cans. That's what they are. If you've ever ridden one, you know how filthy they are. You pack them in. I've seen pictures of people cheek to jowl in there. No social distancing going on at all in the subways. There's an empty car because we're talking about the New York Times here. That's the narrative that they're putting out. But folks, they're complaining because too many people are riding the subway. So what is the solution? Is it to shut down the subway? Not in New York. No. They'll shut down everything else, but they won't shut down their transportation system. They will shut you down. And what they're saying is, we've got to have more train lines running. We've got to up the number of subway trains so that maybe people can space out a little bit more. That's the rationale behind all this. You see, when the government makes a mistake, when the government epically fails, the solution is always more government, more funding, more personnel, more responsibility, more control over your life. That's always what happens. That's always the prescription. That's what Fauci is putting out, right? You know, I see all these articles to cast blame on Trump, and quite frankly, I think ultimately it does go to him. But it's not, the blame going to Trump is not because he didn't act completely enough, totalitarian enough, or not quickly enough, which is what Bill Gates and Fauci, his master, want to put out there. It's the fact that he's shut down the economy and forced us into a greater depression. And talking about going to leave it on, going to let it go. No, the real issue is these people are putting it out to attack President Trump. They say, well, look at this. He was warned back in 2017 that something like this was going to be coming. Well, how did they know? And if they did know, why didn't they do anything about it? All these experts who have been wargaming this every year since 2011. And it was just another one of their war games that they had done. Yet they had never prepared for even personal protective equipment like masks. If they knew that some kind of a pandemic was coming, they couldn't prepare a vaccine in advance, right? If they didn't have anything to do with it. let's just go with their narrative. It came out of a bat, okay, or a pangolin or something. And so they had no idea what this was going to be. But they did know that something was coming. They trained for it every year. And yet they didn't prepare for it at all. And yet what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to give more money, more resources, and complete control over our lives to Fauci, who says, by the way, this is going to be seasonal. You're never going to get out from underneath my thumb. Never going to do it. They've taken over health care. They've used that because they're going to allocate health care, and everything else is going to be contingent on you taking their shots, taking their prescriptions, and they are never going to stop. They're going to be able to shut the economy down at a whim. And they're going to keep doing it until they have cowered you down like they've done with TSA. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does currently kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of, you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, April 6th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. And as we look at what is happening, what is being forced upon us, the absurdity of this situation, it's kind of like a dark comedy, isn't it? You know, as I talked to Catherine Austin Fitz on Friday about the dark money for dark wars, you know, it's got a black budget and so forth. We've got Black Rock and we've got all of the other companies out there. Yeah, it is. We've been taken over by pirates. They have boarded us. It is a hostile takeover. And most of them are not, they may be flying the black flag of pirates, but most of them are wearing white coats, pretending to be doctors. Dr. Fauci is not a doctor. Well, actually, he got his medical degree, but he never practiced. He's been a bureaucrat all of his life. And so he plays one on TV. And we're going to play what he had to say about how you're never going to get out from underneath his thumb or whoever comes after him because he's 79 years old. But, you know, we talk about how absurd this is. Let's go back and take a look at George Carlin. Boy, we could certainly use him now, couldn't we? Except he already told us about exactly this type of thing and how it would be used probably almost 20 years ago. Here's George Carlin, video clip number one.
That's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, right, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans are, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
It's true. And they do it with vaccines as well. That's right. Before they give you a vaccine, they swab your arm with alcohol. Then they inject toxic poisons into your
bloodstream. What do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get
Ebola.
Sick. You're going to die and you're going to deserve it because you're weak and you got a weak immune system.
Yeah, that's right. That was way before Ebola, which did literally turn your insides, and I just had them bleed out. But of course, you know, Fauci handled that completely differently. He didn't shut the country down. As a matter of fact, they brought people in with Ebola. Come on in. Let's have a party. Let's study this. You know, like scientists, so-called the corporate scientist and alien. Let's not kill that thing. Let's bring it back and study it. And I'm sure Fauci's got some use for that in the NIH lab or the CDC, their gain of function. We could use that alien. But here's what Fauci is saying. As you heard George Carlin say, And as you hear me say all the time, you think you're going to get security and safety by giving up your liberty, you fools? This is the most foolish thing I've ever seen. Everybody knows that's not true. Going back to Benjamin Franklin, not only do you not deserve it, but history's shown you don't get it. And to the degree that you give up your liberty, to that degree you become a slave, a prisoner. Prisoners are never safe. They're never prosperous. They gave up their liberty. Actually, it was taken from them, like ours is being taken from us right now. We're being imprisoned as we speak. And here is the chief imprisoner, Fauci, saying that this is likely it's going to be seasonal. Video clip number two.
Unless we get this globally under control, there's a very good chance that it will assume a seasonal nature, in the sense that even if we, and I hope it's not just if, but when we get it down to the point where it really is at a very low level, we need to be prepared that since it unlikely will be completely eradicated from the planet, that as we get into next season, we may see the beginning of a resurgence. And that's the reason why we're pushing so hard in getting our preparedness much better than it was, but importantly, pushing on a vaccine and doing clinical trials for therapeutic interventions, so that hopefully, if in fact we do see that resurgence, we will have interventions that we did not have in the beginning of the situation that we're in right now.
Yeah, and he was able to get that together for swine flu in only 4 months. And the people, unfortunately, who took those vaccines, you've got a large number of backlogged lawsuits suing the company that put out Pandemrix that he authorized, he vouched for. I'm telling you, this is absolutely, it couldn't be more emphatic about how safe it was and how effective it was, how necessary it was. But now he has newfound power. He and the health bureaucrats who have taken over our country, not just our health care, but everything in our country, are going to demand that you take their vaccine that hasn't even gone through the normal testing procedures, which are in and of themselves far, far from being sufficient. 18 months? No, no, no. We'll do it in 4 months. And then we're going to put this out. And that is the end game, folks. He's going to turn this stuff, he's going to turn these lockdowns, as he said, on and off like a switch. That's what he said. I'm not saying that. He said that. On and off like a switch. It's going to be seasonal, and we're going to turn these things on and off, and it will happen when I say it's happening. And like a terminal prisoner, you will roll up your sleeve, they'll swab you down with alcohol, and then they'll inject you with some toxic poison that they haven't tested. The adjuvants to irritate your immune system. The active components that go in and modify your DNA, because that's what we're talking about with a virus. It's something that goes in. It's not a living organism that you kill. It's something that is tied into your RNA and your DNA. So that's what their vaccines are going to do. And then while all of this is happening, they keep telling us shelter in place and wear your masks and so forth. Here's a good example of how socialism works and how corruption spreads whenever the government comes in to arbitrarily lock down your choices and to use force. We've seen this in alcohol prohibition. We've seen it in drug prohibition. And now we're seeing it in this as well. Hell-bent on making money off of dying Americans, inside the black market, where multi-million dollar orders for masks lead to empty warehouses. Yeah. This is a story from Business Insider. And what it is a story of corruption. Who would think that when the government takes over society and all resources have to flow through government hands, you know, like these masks and so forth, who would think that you wouldn't have people coming in and scalping stuff, selling fraudulent products? They said all they have to do is lure people in with fake deals. As mask manufacturers are doing direct supplies, but they've got to have purchase orders from the government. So what do these people do? Well, they make them up, or they trick some bureaucrat somewhere into setting up a purchase order so they can get that masks. And then when they make a deal and they pay the money, they find out that they just bought millions of masks from a Nigerian prince. And we don't have the capability of getting this stuff ourselves, right? This all has to run through the government. And so what we're seeing here is the kind of starvation, the shutdown of our infrastructure, even the destruction of farms that are still open. They can't sell out their product to their normal customers because the restaurants have been shut down. So that is backlogging and shutting down the farms because the restaurants, in many cases, are not even allowed to sell the food as groceries. No. They want you to go to the quote-unquote grocery stores, the big box retailers that have been approved by the FDA. The FDA doesn't approve of restaurants selling you groceries because, you know, they're not capable of safely handling food, right? Except that they have to do that as well as cook it safely and hand it off to you safely in order to be a restaurant. But no, you can't even let them do step one. They've got to do all three steps or none at all, according to the FDA. This is a kind of inflexible federal bureaucracy that is shutting down this country. It's just absolute. We'll have more on this when we come back. Stay with us.
The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing: confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN, the WHO and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear. Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm. When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Approval, because everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted, and it doesn't matter if there is a pandemic that they say is the worst that we have ever seen in the history of the world, sufficient to shut down every country on earth by order of the governments, and yet our government doesn't want you to have that. Not until they have, you know, vetted this sufficiently. No. They don't want you to have a cure. They want you to be fearful and locked down and wait there until they say that you're going to have to get a vaccine. That's what the doctors are saying. You know, the doctors, Dr. Gates, you know, the world's greatest physician. Actually, he's kind of like Dr. Death. Yeah. Kevorkian, right? The guy who, his great love was just, as a doctor, my great love is to be able to go around and help to kill people. Well, that's Bill Gates. That's the kind of major that he got as his specialty at medical school. Now, he never went to medical school. As I said before, this is a guy who is a very dangerous thief, and he is stealing your country right out from underneath you. In the same way that he stole the intellectual property, CPM, stole that from a small company that had developed that, one, because of his political influence. And then, you know, he went on to basically rip off Apple as well. That's why there's so much bad blood between him and it. But he's done that everywhere. And then after things got pretty hot for him in the tech industry, he got into the business of big pharmaceuticals in a very clever way. But, you know, we talk about a new drug. We talk about hydroxychloroquine. Now you got the Australian government getting out of the way. See, if this is a war, as Thomas Massey said, if this were a war, wouldn't you expect that we would gear up to fight the virus? You know, like you want to use the analogy like the Surgeon General. This guy's about 45 years old, handpicked by Pence out of Indiana. Again, another guy like Fauci who has spent his entire life in academia and government, not practicing medicine. So, you know, this guy who is now our Surgeon General said, this is going to be the saddest day in the history of America, you know, this next week. It's going to be like 9/11 and Pearl Harbor all over again. And it's like, okay, well, what happened after Pearl Harbor? You know, do we go cower in our houses, or did we build ships? Did we build things to actually fight the enemy? See, they're not doing that. They're not making hydroxychloroquine. It took them forever to even get out of the way. You know, we had Governor Whitmer in Michigan threatening physicians that they would lose their license. The day before the FDA finally approved it, after weeks, after other countries had put study after study out showing how effective it was, after a very courageous physician in a small Jewish community. You know, that's the way it is with these doctors who work in small communities. They get very attached to the people in their community. You don't become a physician in a small town, the only physician pretty much in a small town. You don't do that unless you have a heart to heal people. I remember reading about a guy who did that for the Amish, and he's lived a life of what most doctors would consider to be abject poverty, but he thinks it's very rich because of the relationship that he has with the people in his community. And, you know, he is the guy that everybody goes to get treated. And the reason that he was talking about that was because he had noticed certain genetic, very rare diseases that had come together because of the tight genetic gene pool there with the Amish. And so he was talking about that. But in the background of that article, he was talking about what it was like to be so connected to the people in the community. This is why the cure came not from the NIH, not from the CDC, but from the physicians and doctors who really care about their patients. The little area where he was in, I reported this last week, it was a Hasidic Jewish community in New York, and it became a real hot spot early on for COVID-19. And so he started doing research, which, interestingly enough, Fauci couldn't be bothered to do, and the CDC couldn't be bothered to do, but this physician, because he actually cared about healing people instead of having a political agenda, did. And he said, well, I see all these different countries where they've done this, and multiple studies, this looks very effective, so let me just start trying to use this. And so he started using it, and then he saw how effective it was, and so he had a heart to help other people outside of his community. And he said, look, I've cured 350 people. Then he put out another video. Look, I've cured 700 people. And in that little town, even the little pettifogging bureaucrats who are mayors or, you know, city council and everything, they told him, shut up, stop doing videos, shut up, shut up. Why do you think they would do that? Are they getting pressure from the politicians above them to tell him to shut up? But he didn't shut up. And the people in Michigan, the physicians, didn't shut up. And so she's threatening to take their license if they prescribe it for COVID-19 patients. And then the next day, the FDA says, we will approve it. We will graciously allow you to use something that everybody knows is very effective at this point. And then the following Monday, she's begging and blaming President Trump because she doesn't have enough of it. And now, a week later, she has risen to the top of the pool for vice president. Biden's pick for vice president. Because, you know, she's female and she's authoritarian and she doesn't recognize any of your natural rights. So she's a perfect pick for Biden. Perfect pick. So where is this stuff coming from and why don't we have it, right? I looked up sources of hydroxychloroquine. It turns out, this one site, which basically allows you, it's a place where you put out big pharmaceutical offers. And they show that there are 10 large manufacturers of this. Four of them are in India. And then in China, Taiwan, Hungary, Finland, they each have one each. And then there's two, for some reason, it says unknown. They don't know what country it's from. I don't know. But according to them, you know, clearly the vast majority of hydroxychloroquine is coming from India. So President Trump requests the Prime Minister of India, Modi, you know, this guy who was just before all this stuff happened, and he requested him to supply hydroxychloroquine tablets to the U.S., and they've now got an embargo on it. As of this moment, the Prime Minister of India, our friend, says, well, we will honor orders that you already had in, but nothing else. We're going to keep this for ourselves. To which I say, if this is a war, President Trump, why is it that instead of going to war with the American people, why is it instead of going to war with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, why is it instead of issuing order after order to tell us to just shut down, why don't you use those emergency orders that you said you have to commandeer industry and to tell some of our pharmaceutical manufacturers, if in fact there are any left in the United States, to start manufacturing hydroxychloroquine? Better yet, you know, when we look at a crisis like this, like I said, the very first thing we ought to do is say, what is the government doing that is making things worse? You know, like we have this bureaucracy that says that you've got to get my approval before you can change anything about a ventilator. A ventilator that's been approved for use in an ambulance, you can't use that in intensive care. A ventilator that's been approved for use at home, you can't use that in intensive care. And you can't change anything about that ventilator, the materials, the hardware, the software. If you do, you're going to have to go through a very lengthy process of approval. Why did that take so long to get rid of that?
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance. And now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered. And I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human.
Ladies and gentlemen, a huge development just took place on the police state new world order doomsday clock. Walmart has announced, as of yesterday, that no one can buy non-GMO heirloom seeds or other seeds that produce more fruits and vegetables. Communist regimes especially always block farmers getting planting seed because they want to control people. Mao did this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is communist blueprint. Seeds are absolutely essential for people to grow their own food, but they don't want you to be self-sufficient. We have the widest selection you're going to find out there of non-GMO heirloom seeds from 8 different companies, fruit trees, everything. Get them while you can. We have a huge selection, but we're going to sell out quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. Get these seeds that could plant for thousands of years, creating new seeds while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. This is a gigantic, sickening, evil development, but we can take action by farming and gardening now.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
Sometime during the month of March in the year 2020, the nations of the planet began to slip permanently into a form of martial law, a technocracy, a control grid enforced by a medical tyranny, aided by robots and drones, overseeing the human population. Everyone was suspect. Everyone could be a carrier. It didn't matter if it was the common cold that had been weaponized. It didn't matter it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab. It didn't matter if Bill Gates' fingerprints were all over it. The crime was so big that no one dared challenge the power structure. And thousands of years of hard-fought basic jurisprudence and human rights disappeared in the twinkle of an eye. And humanity slipped beneath the waves of the long, dark winter.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's every time I put something out about masks, people always say, hey, I can get into that. We can wear the mask because that'll be a way to avoid getting ID'd, right? Well, no, they've already got an app for that in China. Reuters reports a Chinese company says it has developed the country's first facial recognition technology that can identify people even when they're wearing a mask. Imagine that. Yeah, folks, they can identify you in China by the way that you walk. They have so many different ways that they can identify you. Your eyes, your hairline, whatever. I don't know what metrics they're using, but they said also, if connected to a temperature sensor, it can measure body temperature while identifying the person's name, and then the system would process the result if it thinks that your temperature is too high. That's precisely how this thing is going to work. Not only can they identify you, they can identify you with a mask, and they can take your temperature, and they can then use that biometric identification temperature measurement to come in and haul you off to wherever they want. And they can do that if you are an enemy of the state, and they can say, well, he's got the magic bug. You know, you can't see it, but I can. Can't you see that? Yeah, I think he's got that. Yeah, let's take him out. That is what's coming for us, folks, because they're demanding every day. We're seeing more and more demands about how wonderful surveillance has become. We got to have more of it. This is the thing that's going to save us now. Now, surveillance and biometric tracking out of China is now going to be the salvation of America, just like vaccines. Isn't that funny? And the other salvation for America is going to be universal basic income and total centralized control of everything. All means of production, who's going to live and die, literally, as well as who's going to live and die in terms of your business or your employment. You will have to get everything from the Soviet state in Washington, D.C. And as I pointed out, all this stuff about the masks, I mean, you know, Florida was ready to pay $13 million to a Mexican businessman for 2 million masks that may have never existed. They said it is, we're seeing one Ponzi scheme after the other. Warehouses that are empty, phantom planes, and so forth. This is the black market that has already grown up around the government prohibitions and the government controls. Just like we saw black markets that created the mafia, people like Al Capone with alcohol prohibition. Just like for the nearly 50 years that we've had the UN war on drugs enacted here by Richard Nixon. He did it 10 years, verbatim, 10 years after they proposed it, he enacted it. And so for 50 years, we've had a system that does what? It creates government corruption. It has been the lifeblood of the militarized police, the SWAT raids and all that sort of thing, the all the paramilitary equipment. That was all justified with the quote-unquote war on drugs. And we've seen the corruption. We've seen the destruction of the Bill of Rights. We've seen the corruption of the judicial system. We have seen the police go to war with the people. Think of themselves as the military, referring to us as civilians and treating us like we are living in an occupied country. All of this has happened. And the drug problem has only gotten worse. You know, you can see the people that have gone through and overlaid the maps of 5G and coronavirus outbreaks. I think you could also do another metric. I think you could overlay the places where you have the most authoritarian hardline approach to this, and they have become the worst hotspots. I'm talking about China, Italy, Spain, and the cities and states in America that believe in centralized control of everything. They have become the hotspots. Nobody ever asks if this lockdown, shutdown, stay in place, if that has been effective. Of course it hasn't. Look at the places where it has been used the most, and that's where you have the biggest concentrations of disease. And yet they say, we need more of that everywhere else. Despite the stay-at-home orders, 60% of the people are still on the roads, as the Houston Chronicle is wringing its hands. See, they're able to follow you everywhere you go. Maybe you weren't aware of this, but you know, this is something that's been around for a long time before you had the app in your hand that would indicate what traffic flow was like. A lot of people are buying Garmin standalone dedicated map devices and so forth. A lot of truckers would have them, of course, because that's pretty much essential. But Enrix would tap into all of that. And they would sell it as a subscription service to the various states at a time when they wanted to know what traffic patterns were so they could, I don't know, you know, maybe build more roads or something, which they're not interested in doing that now, but they're still monitoring that. And of course, they've got a lot more data to look at now since almost everybody is using some kind of a GPS mapping app in their pocket. And all that information is scraped and sent back to them. That's why I have turned off, and I would suggest that you do as well, I have turned off all of my map apps and any app that wants GPS location. I've gone back and looked at all of my permissions to turn all of that stuff off because I don't want them to know that I'm driving. They're going to criminalize that. And it's also going to give more fodder to stories like this. Oh, we got to stop this. In California, where stay-at-home order took effect March 19th. Daily trips statewide remain at 58% of normal level. On Wednesday, 2 days after the District of Columbia, Virginia, and Maryland enacted stay-at-home orders, daily car trips in the region remained at 51% in D.C., 53% in Maryland, 59% in Virginia. Seattle traffic has hovered near 50% of typical levels for about 2 weeks. And so the transportation analyst at INRIX said, well, I think we're hitting a floor, 50-60%. Because, you know, people just are not going to stop driving. And they said, well, you know, there's some legitimate reasons for people to get into a car. We will allow them to do that for the time being. Fetching food, going to a doctor's appointment, or picking up a prescription. Uh-huh. And if you want to hit the road to avoid climbing the walls, they say, Washington area officials say it's okay to drive for leisure or for relaxation. You know, as long as you don't get out of your car and do anything. That's right. Isn't that nice of them? They've now permitted in Washington, D.C., the people who actually live there, not, you know, the orders that are imposed on the rest of the world out of Washington, D.C. But in D.C., it's okay to go for a leisure drive because now you can do that in Washington, D.C. You know, they found a novel solution to handle traffic and overcrowding and roads that haven't been maintained or updated to keep pace with the population increase in the cities. They just tell everybody, stay home. And so now you can have a nice drive. I told my wife as I was driving around here in Austin, I said, this is really, I've lowered, significantly lowered my health risk here because driving in a car and being killed by heavy traffic here in Austin is a much higher risk. Even in my age group with my health conditions, driving in a car is a much higher risk than COVID-19. And they've done a great job in terms of lowering that risk factor. It's kind of like deja vu. I told her, I said, when I drive the interstate around here now, it reminds me of when I was growing up in Tampa and they just put in the interstate. And, it didn't take long for it to get, overcrowded. But, when they first put it in, it was great, you know, very light traffic and, it was civilized instead of, road rage time everywhere from everybody. And as I pointed out earlier, you know, they're complaining because there's too many people riding the subway in New York. They never shut the New York subway down. As a matter of fact, they said, well, it's so crowded. What we should do is we should add more trains. Because the answer is always more government, no matter how badly they handle things. You know, when we look at what is coming, again, excuse me, Fauci has been very clear that the end game for all this is to develop a vaccine. That he is going to maintain that this is going to be seasonal. And why not? Because all you have to do is just get up and he or his successor just get up and tell everybody, it's back. Stay at home. You can't come out unless you take this vaccine. Oh, by the way, it's a little bit different. So you got to get another shot this year. Last week, I had President Trump predict the U.S. could see between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths, echoing forecasts from White House health advisor President Fauci. See, he's the advisor. He puts together the guidelines. He puts together the recommendations. And these all have the effect of executive orders.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. And they're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, one of the things that as we got Fauci telling President Trump, it's going to be between 100,000, maybe 200,000. First, it was going to be 1.7 million just a couple of weeks ago. People dying from this. Then he dropped it 200,000, then 100,000. President Trump echoes White House health advisor Anthony Fauci. He echoes him. See, Fauci is an advisor now. And he's been a bureaucrat at the NIH since 1985, but now he's taken on this special elevated position. And he advises the president, and the president and Fauci put out guidelines and recommendations. And as I said, we're going to break, this has the effect of an executive order. It's used to pressure as well as to give an excuse to all the governors, mayors, county officials, sheriffs who want to use this to set up totalitarian controls in their community. And that's where it's coming from. And President Trump is being the sock puppet of Fauci. Gates also has predicted that things won't go back to truly normal until we have a vaccine that we've basically gotten out to the entire world. See, if you don't believe that this is the end game, as I've been saying from the very beginning, they're locking you down. We've already seen this pattern. Look at what they did with measles and vaccines and school kids. We're going to shut the schools down. You're not going to go back to school until you get the vaccine. And that's quite clear. That's what's going to be the case with this. That is the end game. And so to that end, they have scared everyone to death. And Bill Gates going back and doing some more TED Talks. This is an interview, actually, that he had with TED Connects. And you have Chris Anderson, who is a curator there. And so he asked them a few questions. And one of the things that Bill Gates said was he said, well, in fact, most people who get the COVID disease are able to survive. So in that It's quite infectious, way more infectious than MERS or SARS, but it's not as fatal. And yet we're seeing the disruption we're seeing in order to knock it down is really completely unprecedented. Oh, that's right. That is absolutely unprecedented. And this is exactly what I've said. They have manipulated. See, he's now going to say, well, it's not as fatal because he's going to walk this back a little bit. He's going to let Fauci and these other people, as they take their estimates from 1.7 million people dead to 200,000 dead to 100,000 dead, he's going to let them take the hit for this, for the bad models, for the panic that they created out there. But I've said from the very beginning that when you have the CDC out there saying, well, look, here's the estimated death rate for regular flu, and here's the actual death rate for COVID-19. Let's see. 10% is the actual death rate for the flu cases that we've tested, and COVID is 1.6. What can we do? Oh, I know. We'll estimate the number of flu cases up, but we'll leave the COVID, and then they compare the estimated flu cases to the actual COVID cases. The estimated cases that they have now increased the denominator by a factor of 100. And so now the death rate goes from 10% to 0.1%. And then they leave the COVID-19 at 1.6%. You see the game they're playing? You get this, you're going to die. Everybody freaks out. They beg to be locked down. They beg for soldiers at the borders of all the different states to arrest people or police, to arrest people coming from other states or to keep them from coming in or to measure their temperature, whatever they're doing in Florida, these areas that surround New York. People are scared to death. Over the weekend, my wife was looking at her Facebook friends, and it doesn't matter whether it's somebody she knew in high school or college or whether it's some of the moms who are homeschooling who ought to know better about this kind of stuff. They are all panicked. They're all panicked. Many of them are now begging for a vaccine. They're begging for it. I tell you, it's very disconcerting to see the power of propaganda at work this late in the state. How many times are they going to get away with pulling this? Well, evidently, for the vast majority of the people, they will be able to fool them all of the time. All of the time. I heard you mention one possibility that there might be treatments from the serum, said Chris Anderson to Bill Gates, the blood serum of people who've had the disease and then recovered. So I guess they're carrying antibodies. Talk a little bit about that. Well, Gates said, Yeah, maybe you could pull that off. Problem is that compared to a drug that we can make in high volume, you know, the cost of taking it out and putting it back in probably doesn't scale as well. Doesn't, put money in his pocket. Probably doesn't allow him to put some highly toxic thing in there that he can inject the world with, because this is true passion. The Dr. Kevorkian of the world. He said, we don't want to have a lot of recovered people. Let me repeat that. That was Bill Gates saying that in that interview. We don't want to have a lot of recovered people. We're trying through the shutdown in the U.S. to not get to 1% of the population infected. We're well below that today, but with the exponentiation, you could get past that 3 million, approximately 1%. I believe that we will be able to avoid having this with, avoid having that, by having this economic pain. You see, rather than letting us have any treatment that is effective, rather than any medication that's going to stop this, like hydroxychloroquine, instead of allowing, getting out of the way so that people can provide the kind of external things, whether it be masks or ventilators, the government is going to dump down on that. And so we got President Trump's 240,000. That seems to be the number for the moment that the CDC and the NIH are telling President Trump to say. And so he's faithfully repeating it like the puppet he's become. Experts and Trump advisors doubt the White House's coronavirus death estimates. So many of them are pushing back on this, saying, I don't think that's really going to be happening here. Because as I pointed out from the very beginning, it's based, their model is based on a lot of assumptions that every person is going to infect 2.3 people. And that's going to continue to happen forever and ever. But there's other things about this. As I pointed out, we don't look at how deadly this is. Now Bill Gates is even admitting, well, it's not as deadly as we thought it was going to be. But it spreads faster. It's like, so what then? So what? Travis County, for example, is now pointed out that they've got 484 cases, and we just had two people die over the weekend. Now, by the definitions that are given out by the CDC, they say that if a person has COVID-19 You put that down as the underlying cause, regardless of what killed them. They die of a heart attack, and you test them, you find COVID-19. COVID-19 is the underlying cause of that. And I would assume that, regardless of what happens, if they test positive for COVID-19, that is the underlying cause. So as I pointed out satirically at the beginning of all this, if you were to drive your car into a wall and die from that, and they take you in the morgue and they test to see if you have COVID-19, then the underlying cause of death was COVID-19, not the wall that you crashed into at speed. So here in Travis County, we have 1.3 million people. Over the last 19 days since they've been keeping statistics, we've had 484 people out of 1.3 million get COVID-19. Six people have died. Now, that's when you look at that, that's about one every 3 days. April 3rd, for example, three of the people who died were women older than 70. One was a man in his 60s. And when you look at what is happening in this population center, go back and look at the number one cause of death in the United States, heart disease, for example. And we're told, a lot of these people are dying with COVID-19. They're elderly, and the risk factors are heart disease. Well, heart disease itself is a risk factor for death. Very high. That's the number one cause of death. And we go back to 2017 from the CDC. 647,000 people died in the United States from heart disease. Now, if we were to normalize that to the U.S. population here in Austin, we have 1.3 million people. That's about 0.4% of the population. So if we were to look at this and say, if we got that many deaths across the country, that would mean that in Austin, if it's uniformly distributed, we would have about 2,590 deaths from heart attacks here in Austin. That would be about 7 people per day. That would mean that over this time period where you've got the articles being put out by the local paper trying to panic everybody, the number of cases are up to 484. We've had 6 people die so far. Well, if it was like heart attacks, we would expect over 19 days, we would have had 133 people die of heart attacks. We've never shut the country down to force people to stop eating things that are bad for their heart or to force them to exercise. We've never done this for anything else. So you look at cancer. It's not very far behind. 600,000 people die of cancer. And we have had one disease after the other. And yet we're told social distancing is going to get much darker. Much darker. How much darker can it get? Well, you never know. Like I said last week, we had the New Jersey governor win the Dictator of the Week award. He's saying, we're going to come to your house and we're going to steal the supplies that we need. See, if we can't get them from the Nigerian prince, like the people in Florida were trying to get the masks. If you've been prepping, if you've stored stuff, food or whatever, the New Jersey governor is going to come by with his police and he thinks he's got a right to take whatever you prepped for.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I've told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver, and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life. Not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of 5-star reviews and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off. right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Superblue, 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we see the week saying social distancing is going to get much darker, they call it the unilateral suspension of civilization. Yeah, by fiat. It is the globalist plan that is being enacted by fiat. When they say, none of this should be taken to suggest that things must return to normal immediately as they talk about how crazy things have become. And we have public health experts are increasingly worried that Americans are underestimating how long the coronavirus pandemic will disrupt everyday life in the country. They say, well, you may think that you're going to get out of your enslavement, but you're not. I'm in charge now. I'm the public health minister. We've got a former director of the, wait for it, CDC, Thomas Frieden. He says it's understandable that people want to know when businesses can reopen and when some facets of life can resume. But he said the focus on the public discourse now needs to be on the public health response, not the question of when restrictions can be lifted, because, you know, they're in charge and they're not about to give up that power. It's going to have to be taken away from them. It is going, I'll repeat that. Once liberty is taken, and these people have taken your liberty away, once it is taken, it is never given back. It's going to have to be taken back. It's going to require civil disobedience to take this back. Major civil disobedience to take this back. Trump may or may not do anything. He's listening at this point, doing everything that these people say. And there is no model, there is no statistic that justifies this. Their models are garbage. Their models are as patently absurd. Their projections, their exponentiation, as Bill Gates says, all these curves are as easily debunked. They don't hold up to even a cursory sanity check. And yet they persist to sell this to you. And they persist to get people begging for this. There's nothing that they've got out there that justifies this. And now we've got a scientist in Germany who says, you know, we've seen they've adjusted this. Now they've adjusted since they don't have the massive bodies that they thought they were going to have. And, you know, they've got the army bringing in for show all the temporary tents and the morgues and all this sort of thing. And now that it's not as deadly as they claim because they played statistical games. Remember, they compared estimated to actual. And they arbitrarily deflated the fatality rates for flu to make it look less deadly. It was, by their original statistics, by honest statistics, regular flu was 10 times more deadly than the coronavirus. So they adjusted it to make it look 10 times less deadly. How convenient. An order of magnitude in both directions. And so, as they're saying, it's not as deadly as we thought. Now, the narrative is, but you got to be scared because it spreads more easily. Well, why should I be scared if it spreads more easily, if it's not deadly, and if most of the people that have it don't know that they've got it? Here's a scientist in what they're calling Germany's Wuhan. Germany has a total of about 80,000 cases and about 1,000 deaths. The Heinsberg area has 37 deaths. It's a huge number for a population of 250,000. And so a professor who went to the home of one of the infected families said he found the home did not have any live virus on any surface. See, this is part of the panic that they're feeding everybody. And we're going to play that clip for you when we come back. He said, there's been no proven infections while shopping. There's been no proven infections while at the hairdresser. And he said, I don't find it living on the any surfaces of this family where everybody in the family had COVID-19. It is not as easily spread as we thought. We're going to play that for you when we come back. Stay with us.
good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, you know, they've got news articles in New York. Some of them are complaining, well, we got to bail out the New York subway because ridership has declined on many lines by 90%, and yet they're still packing them in certain times of the day. So now you've got articles saying there's too many people on the New York subway, so what do? Well, we add more trains. We step up the subway process. And then in New York, you have the police coming in and breaking up a funeral for a Brooklyn rabbi. It's a group of Hasidic Jews. This is in violation of the state's social distancing rules. Now, they're not breaking up the subway, are they? Are they arresting the people on the subway? No. Are these people packed together any closer than the people on the subway? No. But they come in with a New York Police Department. They don't have anything better to do. You know, these are probably the guys, the same guys, who, when the truck driver is trying to deliver supplies and they can't stop at a rest stop because the state has closed all the rest stops down, they just pull over on the side of the road, some of them in some neighborhoods. So the neighbors call the police and say, get these people out of here. I don't want a trucker sleeping in my neighborhood. And so the police go there and don't just tell them to move along. They confiscate their they confiscate what they're carrying. That's New York. And so while they want to step up the subway service, they want to step on the throats of the people who are having a funeral in another area of town. This is the government and the way that it responds. You got the Delaware police are authorized now to pull over any out-of-state drivers during the pandemic. See, that license plate on your car that shows that you're out of state, you've just now been red flagged. You are a possible terrorist. You are a possible carrier of COVID-19. This is nationwide red flag laws, isn't it? That's right. Yeah, just take the job, we'll do the due process later. Take the business, we'll do the due process later. Take the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, we'll do the due process later, right? No respect whatsoever for the Constitution. UK is now releasing thousands of prisoners because they're worried that they might catch COVID-19, but they're keeping Julian Assange in the hopes that he might catch COVID-19. And then you have this KKR, the big investment company that now is, Petraeus is his, he goes to Bilderberg representing KKR. And now this healthcare firm that they pretty much own, Envision Healthcare, has now just slashed the pay of doctors while this is happening. As I say on Zero Hedge, they need to talk to Martin Scarelli about how these types of things go down with the American public. But KKR is now cutting the salaries of doctors and nurses in the midst of all this. So I want to go back to that video clip that I talked about at the top of the hour. Scientist in Germany's Wuhan claims the coronavirus does not spread as easily as he thought. Again, this is, even though Germany has not been affected by this because they have more hospital beds and so forth than, for example, in Italy, where they have for a long time had government-controlled health care. If you want to see where this is having the greatest effect, it's in the places where they've had socialized medicine, where in places like Spain, the first thing they did was to nationalize anything that was private in the healthcare system. And frankly, that has all but happened here in the United States. Because now everybody has to beg the government for access to something that might work. They're not even talking about some of the things that work, like stem cells. But hydroxychloroquine? No. Well, all right, we'll let you have it after everybody else in the world has already stocked up on this, because it's been known for a long time that this is very effective. So this professor, Professor Streeck, went to the home of one infected family. He said it didn't have any live virus on the surface. I want to play a short video statement from this professor, video clip number 4.
We now know that from the point of infection and the point of development of symptoms, the first week is really when viral levels are the highest in the respiratory secretions. That means the secretions that come from the nose, the mouth, when people cough or speak or sneeze. After that, the amount of virus or the viral levels drop in the second week. So this means really that the first week is when people are most infectious. The first 7 days when they've started developing symptoms. And hence the message that's been going out. Once you have any symptoms, seek medical attention. If you're given a stay home notice or asked to stay home on medical certificate, just stay at home. Avoid contact with people unnecessarily.
Okay. And I think what was, most interesting about what he had to say, just to put your mind at ease, he said, there have been no proven infections while shopping or at the hairdresser. We found that there was no live virus on any surface in the house. It was not found on doorknobs. It wasn't found on animal fur. So stop freaking out about that, okay? They aren't going to tell you this. And, of course, you've had our Surgeon General tell everybody, don't wear a mask. You know, we've had all this different narrative. Some people said you gotta wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Are they telling us that because that is a health advisory, or because they want to make sure that the few masks that they have, because, you know, even though Fauci and all these people said we knew this was coming, right? Yeah, they knew it was coming. You know, if you're working on this and creating this type of thing on a regular basis, you know that something is coming. But you don't want anybody. You don't want to have a storehouse of masks. You don't want to do anything about that. You don't want to release your massive supplies that you've hoarded in secret locations, as they were talking about 4 years ago, bragging about it, as a matter of fact, how they had secret stockpiles of medical equipment all over the country. But, of course, they're not going to release that. I don't even know what's happening as you've got the donated dosages of hydroxychloroquine, 30 million from Novartis and 1 million from Bayer. Where'd those go? Those go to that stockpile hoard that the federal government has to look after themselves and let the rest of us die? Because that's really what was behind the narrative about the masks, right? These same people said, it's not going to help you. And now you just heard this guy who's talking about it. He said, yeah, you're going to get it by close dancing and by getting up close to people who have it and getting in their face. You're not going to get it from touching things. And, they need to pass that information on to our Surgeon General, who is, after giving us lies about the effectiveness of masks, he said, now this is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, and it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country. Well, let me tell you what is going to be happening all over the country. Even though we've had over 200,000 people who've recovered from coronavirus around the world, according to Bloomberg-funded John Hopkins University, and this is coming from Newsweek, so, you know, this is something that people who hate us, who hate me, should believe, because, you know, this is a NewsGuard-authorized source. You know, Bill Gates has taken over the verification, validation, and fact-checking of all news media. They call that NewsGuard. That was funded by DARPA, and they went to Bill Gates to do it. And then they have Election Guard, which is going to look out for the electronic election, which now they're going to shove that through as well. Every one of their schemes are going to be pushed through with coronavirus. Yeah, we're going to have to vote remotely, and we're going to have to do that electronically. And don't worry, Bill Gates is going to protect us with that. And Bill Gates is going to protect us all from this coronavirus that's being used to shut this down. What they pointed out in this Newsweek article, according to Johns Hopkins University, about 80% of the people who test positive won't ever require any medical treatment. Even those who enter the hospital can return home. And we've got, yet the reality is that what's not going to come back is going to be small businesses. What's not going to come back is going to be your job. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Sometime during the month of March in the year 2020, the nations of the planet began to slip permanently into a form of martial law, a technocracy, a control grid enforced by a medical tyranny, aided by robots and drones, overseeing the human population. Everyone was suspect. Everyone could be a carrier. It didn't matter if it was the common cold that had been weaponized. It didn't matter it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab. It didn't matter if Bill Gates' fingerprints were all over it. The crime was so big that no one dared challenge the power structure. And thousands of years of hard-fought basic jurisprudence and human rights disappeared in the twinkle of an eye. And humanity slipped beneath the waves of the long, dark winter.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, programmed by the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance. And now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human.
I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so, so people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart, oh, he's so great. I can care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy because criminals love to brag. And they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our economy shut down for over a month. Certain depression if it continues for more than a month and a half or so. Maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The Diamond Princess cruise ship incident has ended, and now we can take a look at the statistics from that. And I think it is very enlightening to see what happened with that. And what does it tell us about this? Because if you remember, this is the cruise ship that was, they had some patients who were seriously ill. They tested them. They had COVID-19. They were off the coast of Japan. I think it was Yokohama, if I remember correctly. But anyway, it was quarantined for 14 days, and then they started letting people off. You had an epidemiologist who went on board the ship, and he said, I have been at the center of the Ebola outbreak in Africa, and I was more concerned about my safety on this cruise ship because of the unsafe conditions, the way that they were handling this quarantine looked like you're going to get everybody infected. And he said, I've never seen anything done like this. So he was very concerned because they really were not following safe quarantine procedures. And yet, when we look at, there was over 3,000 people. They had 3,500 passengers. I think, no, that's another cruise ship. But this was over 3,000 on the Diamond Princess, and they had another 1,000 crew. So they got about 4,000 people. And even under those conditions that the infectious disease doctor said were absolutely insanely incompetent, you had 17% of the people got infected. Only 17%. Kept in close confinement for 2 weeks, actually longer. I mean, that was as long as after they found out people were coming down with it. Then they began the quarantine. And with all that, everything that happened, people in close quarters, people going to eat together in massive buffets, they're not talking about a sit-down restaurant. We're talking about buffets where everybody stands over the food and dips it. Yes, of course, every buffet has got, you know, shields there and so forth. Nevertheless, this is a worst-case scenario. I mean, just compare what we are doing to our country in terms of shutting down every sit-down restaurant and so forth, and compare that to the cruise ship. One of the worst outbreaks that we've seen, the Diamond Princess, and yet it was only 17% of the people got it. With a week or two ahead of time and then another 2 weeks after they identified people. 17% of the people got it. Now, of those 697 people, you had 328 of them. 47% had no symptoms whatsoever, even though they tested positive. It said most people on the ship experienced the coronavirus as either a normal cold or less. And the CDC even said when it briefed U.S. officials, we have seen this, especially in patients from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, where a significant number of people have had very mild illness or don't feel particularly bad. That's right. And so this is not a solution, however. That should scare you even more, says the CDC, because they say, well, the problem is these people who have mild cases of it, they don't feel anything, and so they go spread it more. So that's the justification for shutting down our economy, a situation where you confine everybody into close quarters. You all eat together for weeks. And then they do a sloppy job of quarantining everybody. And then, even then, only 17% of the people get symptoms or test positive with it. And 47% of the people don't even know they've got it. Well, I've got a cold or a little bit uncomfortable, but nothing else. You know, people probably look kind of like Fredo. Cuomo. Oh, gee, yeah, I had a fever. I had nightmares. I talked to my dad and so forth. look, I was very sick in December. It's not great having a fever, but I didn't demand that they shut the entire world down like Fredo is demanding. And then we take a look at the deaths, right? We had seven deaths out of the 700 people who got it. So that's about 1%. 697 people. Seven deaths. And again, if you look at the actual death rate, fatality rate for people with regular flu, people that they've actually tested positive for flu, and people who actually died, 10%. They fudged the numbers to get down to 0.1%. They estimated it up, and then they compared that to the actual. Here's some actual numbers. The Diamond Princess. 47% of the people who tested positive didn't have any symptoms or very, very mild symptoms, if that. And out of the people on board, only 17% of them got it under those close quarters. And only 1% of the people died. So that means that we should shut down the economy. Oh, and by the way, all seven deaths were passengers who were 70 or older, who had other underlying conditions. Now, that's a tragedy, but it's not as tragic as what is being done to our country. We look at this, and let me tell you what is going to die out of this. It's not going to be the population. It's going to not be 1.7 million people, 200,000 people, 100,000 people. No, it's going to be hundreds of thousands of small businesses. It's going to be millions of people who have their employment with those small businesses, because small business employs a lot more people than big business does. 43% of small businesses say that they will be forced to close permanently if they don't get help soon, says a survey. This reminds me of the old joke, well, the operation was successful, but the patient died, right? This operation shut down from Fauci and Trump is going to be successful. They will declare that it's a success no matter what happens. See, we beat the disease, except America died. 24% of the small businesses have already shut down on a temporary basis. 40% of small businesses that are still open say they will probably have to close temporarily within the next 2 weeks. 43% of the 500 polled businesses say that they cannot survive without some sort of government assistance. So you've taken the most independent, risk-taking producers in the country, and you have made them dependent on a government handout. Good job, President Trump. Good job, President Fauci. You got everything you wanted with the Green New Deal, didn't you? Everything you wanted. Could Hillary Clinton as president, or AOC, or Bernie Sanders have done a better job of turning America into a socialist, shut down, corrupt, hand me some money country? Nobody could have done a better job than this. And this is why I say, when you get somebody in like President Trump, that you get the conservatives who would have fought President Hillary or President AOC or President Bernie or President Biden, they just roll over when it's President Trump. You just trust the man, you trust the plan, right? No, no, no. No, no, no. As I pointed out today, over the weekend, somebody came back and said, I can't believe that you're criticizing President Trump over this. Well, he is responsible. He is responsible for this. You're going to give him a pass for this? Why? I quoted Patrick Henry. I said, guard the precious jewel of liberty and regard with suspicion anyone who approaches it. That doesn't mean you give them a pass if they're from your political party. That doesn't mean you give them a pass if you like some of their other policies. That doesn't mean that you give them a pass if their name is Trump. It means you regard them with suspicion and you call them out when they steal the Bill of Rights and your job and your business from you with an order.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
The ultimate tyranny
would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations. Sometime during the month of March in the year 2020, the nations of the planet began to slip permanently into a form of martial law. A technocracy, a control grid, enforced by a medical tyranny, aided by robots and drones, overseeing the human population. Everyone was suspect. Everyone could be a carrier. It didn't matter if it was the common cold that had been weaponized. It didn't matter it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab. It didn't matter if Bill Gates' fingerprints were all over it. The crime was so big that no one dared challenge the power structure. And thousands of years of hard-fought basic jurisprudence and human rights disappeared in the twinkle of an eye. And humanity slipped beneath the waves of the long, dark winter.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
I'm going to prove to you that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. I have absolute proof out of their own mouths. Here's an example coming from Reason Magazine. They put together this $2 trillion CARES Act, and we'll talk about some of what's in that coming up here. The single largest spending bill in U.S. history, it passed with 96 yes votes and no votes in the Senate. Then when it went to the House, you had Representative Massey, Thomas Massey, who tried to get a recorded vote. He was suspicious that there was some shenanigans going on here. And yes, there are a lot of shenanigans, as we could go through the whole Groucho thing here. But he wanted to have a conventional recorded vote about this. And he was very concerned because they were telling people, don't come. Don't come. We'll take care of this. You don't even need to show up. We're going to have less than a quorum, but we don't care. The Constitution says you've got to have more than 50% of the people there to vote. No. We'll do it with less, just like we did with the Federal Reserve Act. And we know how that's turned out, right? And so he was very concerned about that. And, as we have now seen what is in it, he was justified to be concerned about it. He was, attacked by both President Trump and John Kerry. But there's more proof of the sameness between these two groups of politicians. And that is coming with Justin Amash. You know, he left the Republican Party last summer because he's mad at Trump. I felt that his criticisms of Trump were not justified at the time. I really don't. The reasons that he left, I don't agree with. I think he was completely wrong in what he was criticizing Trump for. But nevertheless, he left the Republican Party. He went to the Democrat Party. And then he was not happy with the CARES Act either. And so what he did was, even though they went ahead and they did a voice vote, even though Massey didn't want it, you know, they got together and they had enough people there. They had a quorum. But then as a quorum, they said, no, we want to have a voice vote. And that was something that not only Nancy Pelosi, but Kevin McCarthy, the Republican head, agreed on, because they didn't want to have to explain to people about this garbage that they have put in there, calling it relief for you by the time the election comes around. So this is to remain anonymous, to protect these people who are doing nothing to protect you. And it was an agreement by both the Republican and Democrat Party. So Justin Amash, after Thomas Massie tried to get a recorded vote and made sure that they had to follow the quorum, Justin Amash officially submitted a no vote after this was done. Now, that got them very upset because they didn't want anybody recording yes or no on this. And so out of the DCCC, that is the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, it's kind of like, you know, the CCCP. That's what they used to call the Russian Soviet Union. Now you've got the DCCC, the Democrats in the House of Representatives. They said Congressman Justin Amash officially submitted his no vote in the congressional record. And then they had a quote in their tweet from the DCCC spokesperson, Court Rice, that said, "During a national crisis, it is unfortunate that Congressman Justin Amash would once again adhere to an extreme out-of-touch ideology, even when it means risking the health, well-being, and economic security of thousands of COVID-19," right? So, you know, it is extreme and out-of-touch ideology to hold to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to say that, you know, they have absolutely no way to pay for this, especially when you have destroyed the jobs and the businesses of Americans. But then, 30 minutes later, to show you that there's no difference between the two parties, the National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, that does, it's the exact counterpart to the DCCC. 30 minutes later, they came out and said, Congressman Justin Amash officially submitted his no vote in the congressional record. I mean, it is verbatim. Verbatim. Listen to this. "During a national crisis, it's unfortunate Congressman Justin Amash would once again work against President Trump, even when it means risking the health, well-being, and economic security of thousands." So other than throwing in his opposition to President Trump, it was verbatim the same as the Democrats. See, there's no difference at all between them. And there's no difference at all right now between the Democrats and Republicans as parties, as congressional parties, and there's no difference between President Trump and Bernie Sanders at this point, because President Trump has now enacted the entire wish list of Bernie Sanders. It's only a question of degree, right? Bernie Sanders keeps upping it, you know. "Oh, I'll give him 2,000 now. You gave him 1,200, I'll give him 2,000. But they all want to make you dependent on the government for a handout. As I said, 43% of the small businesses aren't going to be coming back because they're not going to have the heavy hand of Fauci, who is telling President Trump what to do. That hand is not going to be removed, and they're going to go out of business. Mom and pop shops worry that they'll be squeezed out even of this relief aid bill here. And the term small business was modified in the CARES Act. You know, we've always understood that small business is any organization that has less than 500 employees, right? But for the purposes of this bill, they changed that definition. There's a 56-word provision that was inserted into the 150,000-word bill. The term small business typically refers to those who employ less than 500 workers, but Congress and the Trump administration agreed to include large hotel and restaurant chains as long as they have employed fewer than 500 workers at any given location. Now you've got private equity firms, the big Wall Street companies, and venture capital funds are also want to get a piece of the action because, hey, we've got less than 500 people at our broker's office, so we ought to get bailouts as well. So smaller restaurants are worrying that they're going to be shoved aside and the money's going to go to the big chains. Guess what? You're exactly right. Who needs the support most desperately? The Big Mac or the small fry? Said one manager of a small restaurant, the Eleanor Restaurant in Washington State. That's exactly what we're going to see. We're going to see the Big Mac take all the money, take all the cheese, all the government cheese is going to go to the Big Mac. And small fry, mom and pop restaurants are going to get nothing. That's right. Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans love you so much. They're sorry they had to shut down your businesses. They're sorry they had to take your job, but don't worry. They love you and the check is in the mail. And you might even have it by August. Who knows? You can hold on till then. We've had a record number of Americans not in the labor force. 96,845,000, according to the Department of Labor. So the previous high was in August of 2018, driven largely by baby boomers retiring. But now, and this data is not really reflecting what is going on with the shutdown. This is stopped at the very beginning of this. Going forward, widespread business closures are expected to produce millions more people who have no job and are not looking for one because there are fewer places that can hire them because they have strangled the small businesses. Just like shutting down the ability of people to distribute food is backing up and destroying the farmers. As I reported last week, 5,500 gallons of milk poured down the drain. Person said, I'm third generation on this dairy. I've never seen anything like this. The U.S. government, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is ordering us to pour this down the drain. We have fresh fruit. We can't get it to market. And the people that we normally sell it to have been shut down. So it doesn't matter if we could get it to them because the businesses that we sell to are all closed. So we're plowing the food under. And so what is happening with that? Well, it turns out that we're now facing a hunger crisis. See, all these people who said, this is about the economy, this is about the economy. I said, no, it's not. Shut up. Talking about the economy. This is about being able to eat. It's about being able to earn a living. And now people are going to food banks everywhere. In the University of Massachusetts' largest campus, Amherst area, the pantry there distributed 849% more food in March compared to the previous year. And elsewhere in Massachusetts, Salvation Army at the Pittsfield Pantry, it was up 748%. So you're looking at 7.5 to 8.5 times the amount of handouts that people are looking for. The Great Depression, the Greater Depression, the Greatest Depression has come on us very quickly. It turns out that MAGA turns into Make America Great Depression again. Just didn't see that, did you?
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com, and I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com, and whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever. into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it. You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine, zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor, zinc, antiviral. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge development just took place on the police state New World Order doomsday clock. Walmart has announced as of yesterday that no one can buy non-GMO heirloom seeds or other seeds that produce more fruits and vegetables. Communist regimes especially always block farmers getting planting seed because they want to control people. Mao did this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is communist blueprint. Seeds are absolutely essential for people to grow their own food, but they don't want you to be self-sufficient. We have the widest selection you're going to find out there of non-GMO heirloom seeds from 8 different companies, fruit trees, everything. Get them while you can. We have a huge selection, but we're going to sell out quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. Get these seeds that could plant for thousands of years, creating new seeds while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. This is a gigantic, sickening, evil development, but we can take action by farming and gardening now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
They've gotten the very first unemployment figures in. And again, we saw the jump in unemployment figures. At the time they reported, they said, well, you know, the state that had the most unemployed people was Pennsylvania with 300,000. California, the state of California was saying, we've got over 1 million people who are unemployed. So obviously there's a lot of information that has not been processed yet. They're trying to roll that out slowly, I guess, I don't know. I mean, they don't want you panicked about the economy. They want you panicked about the virus, right? Well, you better be panicking about the economy. Unemployment rate rose to 4.4% from 3.4% before this even happened. So that was just at the very beginning of this. And again, as I pointed out, some of the U.S. may not get their stimulus checks until August. You know, the interesting thing about that is that they're saying that the post office, unless it gets some emergency funding, remember, the fighting is now going. First, they pass this thing through with a voice vote, and there's a lot of garbage in that. And now people are coming, you know, counting big businesses as small businesses. Well, it could be a national chain, it could be McDonald's, or it could be a major hotel chain. But hey, if they've got less than 500 employees at a given location, they're eligible. We'll let that happen. And then you've got the Wall Street brokerage firms, hedge funds coming in and say, we got less than 500 employees. We're a small business. Give us some of that money. So they're pushing the real small businesses aside. Everybody's fighting over this stuff. Post office is saying, we don't have enough money. We're going to be out of money by July. You better give us a check. That'd be kind of interesting because, you know, the IRS can't process the checks quickly enough. They're not going to be able to get them out until August. So if the post office doesn't get money and they're out of business by July, who's going to deliver those loving checks that were signed by President Trump? He fought to have his signature on there. I don't know if he won that fight or not, but he wants you to know who's giving you your handout on the food line. I want you to know who took your job, who destroyed your business, who is setting aside as the Constitution, the Bill of Rights has been suspended and shredded. The U.S. is facing a hunger crisis as demand for food banks soar. I pointed out how it's gone up by a factor of 7.5 to 8.5. We've even got bread lines forming not too far from Mar-a-Lago. Just a 4-minute drive across the lagoon from Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's private club. 10 minutes from the Palm Beach outposts of Chanel and Louis Vuitton. A small diner there. A small business. Imagine that. A small business called Hallie's is now cooking up free meals for the last 2 weeks. And they've got people lining up to get the brown bag lunches and handouts just a couple of miles down from Mar-a-Lago. That's what they've turned this economy into in just a matter of weeks. Meanwhile, Ivanka Trump is on it. She's got a we've got hashtag together apart. So this is an opportunity for you to come up with playtime ideas. You can learn the guitar. Maybe you can even like Sound of Music. Maybe you can even learn how to make curtains into play clothes. Of course, you can't go out. You can't go out in the fresh air. She said, it made me want to contribute by amplifying acts of compassion and connectivity while encouraging healthy physical distance, all of those ideas and unifying messages to one place to share with the digital world. Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Isn't that great? But don't criticize the Trumps. As people are reminding me on social media, I can't believe you just started attacking President Trump using liberal talking points. I said, no, I'm not using liberal talking points. President Trump is using liberal policies. Blanket prohibitions to fuel the police state and surveillance, killing jobs to create dependency, offering welfare and universal basic income, government control of health care, health mandates to, you know, force you to get vaccines in order to go to school, go to work, travel, so forth, and then unlimited deficits. Yeah, that's the liberal policies that he has endorsed. And I also said to her, I said, look, this is about, there's a hashtag out there, folks, you need to look at that. Constitution over coronavirus. I said, this is about liberty and putting the Constitution first. I don't care about political parties. I don't care about politicians. If these people are going to break their oath to the Constitution to this degree, to any degree, but especially to this degree, I have never seen anything like this. Never imagined that the American people would put up with it. But they just hear, trust the plan, and that's it. We're going to have about 30% of all mortgages defaulting in the biggest wave of delinquencies in history. You're going to lose your home. Think about that. The American dream, lost. For about 30% of the people. It was already in jeopardy because Trump would not close the border. He would not do anything about the dreamers. The dreamers who come here with a dream, we're told, right? There never was a Dream Act. DACA was an executive order. And yet President Trump bowed down to the judges who told him, you can't undo Obama's executive order. And it wasn't even Obama's executive order. It was the bureaucrat who worked underneath him, Janet Napolitano, Department of Homeland Security. She said, we're not going to enforce the law. I know I took an oath to the Constitution. I know I swore to uphold the law as head of Department of Homeland Security, but we're not going to do either of those things. We're going to stand down. We're going to defer action. In other words, we're not going to enforce the law of people who come here. We're not born here, but they come here before they get to a certain age, before they get 30s, you know, 31, I think was the age. And we're going to give them all the benefits that they want. They have a dream. They want to get education. They would like to have that education for free at your expense. That will be added to the taxes that you pay for your home. And if you can't afford a home, I'm sorry, Americans, but, you know, we have people all over the world who want to come here to get an education for free, and we would like to have them as voters. Now, President Trump bowed down to that. He bowed down to the judiciary who told him he couldn't do anything about it, and he let that executive order stand. But now it's much worse. We're canceling the American dream on a much faster and more immediate scale. Where is this headed? Well, see, they want you to all live in the cities in micro apartments. I've been telling you this forever, right? It's the UN 2030 agenda. And we are enacting the UN 2030 agenda in the same way that Nixon enacted the UN war on drugs. Line item by line item, verbatim. And you think it's the coronavirus? You think there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats? America's small businesses may be on the verge of collapse, as I pointed out, but mass foreclosures and mortgage Market mayhem is on the way. Borrowers who lost their income, it's already a skyrocketing number, as 10 million new jobless claims in the past 2 weeks attest. As a matter of fact, so many they don't even know how many people have lost their jobs because it's crashed the unemployment sites. Borrowers can ask to skip payments for as long as 180 days at a time on federally backed mortgages and avoid penalties and a hit to their credit score. So that's only if you've got a federally backed mortgage, right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. All bets are off with the other guys. But as Bloomberg notes, it is not a payment holiday, and eventually even those will have to make it up. Moody's Analytics chief economist says that as many as 30% of Americans with home loans, that's about 15 million households, could stop paying if the U.S. economy remains closed through the summer or beyond. It'll be the great financial crisis that in the past, or the Great Depression, happened over a number of years. This one is happening in a matter of months, a matter of weeks. Yes, that's right. It was just a matter of days before they got the unemployment rate up to the Great Depression. So, folks, if you want to prepare, if you want to make sure that you don't get this cold, this flu, and it is bad. I mean, if you've got a lot of health issues, we're looking at the data coming out of New Orleans. The death rate there is 7 times New York City. I'll tell you why when we come back. The people are in bad shape. We have seen this. And again, when you look at these coronavirus things, the question is, are people dying with the coronavirus or are they dying from the coronavirus? Do you understand the difference? It can magnify any health conditions that you have. That's why you need to do a couple of things. You need to make sure that you are in as good a shape as possible, especially if you're in have some of the health conditions that have been identified, or if you're elderly. So you want to make sure that you're in good health condition, and you want to make sure that you're trying to fight it off as much as possible with antivirals. Zinc is antiviral, and you can find zinc in Prostagard. As a matter of fact, the high-risk group, people who are elderly, especially males, those are the combined high-risk group. And, of course, you can get 100% of your daily value of zinc. Plus, you can get things like saw palmetto and Prostagard. Also, our Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine is now on sale for 60% off. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock and 50% off. We've got a lot of products, a lot of supplements. It's difficult to get resupplies, so make sure that you get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of products that are discounted, a lot of things that are going to help you to prepare for this in case you're exposed to it. Make yourself one of the 50% of the people that don't have any symptoms at all because you had a healthy immune system, a healthy body. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality like black walnut and others that are in this baby, and then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, people are asking, why is the death rate so much higher in New Orleans? You know, when we look at the death rate in various countries, there's a radical difference between different countries. And I think that it has a great deal to do with how much control the government exercises over health care. The places that have the highest death rate, as a matter of fact, have been the ones who've been the most zealous about any kind of lockdown. But let's just take a look at what's going on with New York City and New Orleans. And they said, even though the death rate is 7 times higher of those who are confirmed to have coronavirus in New Orleans, they said it's because the residents there are suffering from obesity, diabetes, and hypertension at rates much higher than the national average. It said 97% of those killed by COVID-19 in Louisiana had pre-existing conditions, according to the state health department. Diabetes was seen in 40% of the deaths, obesity in 25%, chronic kidney disease in 23%, and cardiac problems in 21%. This is a story from the New American, by the way. Bottom line is, folks, when you look at the guidelines, this is why there's a difference of dying with coronavirus versus dying from coronavirus. But the CDC guidelines have told everybody, if you test somebody after they've died, you put the underlying cause. It doesn't matter if they had a heart attack. It doesn't matter if they were morbidly obese and had diabetes and heart issues and everything else, and they died because of the stress of a bad respiratory infection. You put the cause of death as that respiratory infection. It's not all these other things. And when we look at what is happening with the cruise ships, for example, taking a look back at the USS Roosevelt, you had the aircraft carrier, and the captain, the Navy captain, was fired, removed from that carrier. He's now tested positive. He was very concerned because they had a lot of soldiers who had come down with it. As a matter of fact, the 155 sailors on the USS Theodore Roosevelt who tested positive represent 42% of all infections in the Navy. So I had 42% of all the infections on this particular boat, and he was asking for help. And since he didn't get help from the Pentagon, he went public with it. And so President Trump is backing the firing. He says, I thought it was terrible what he did. To write a letter? I mean, this isn't a class on literature. Well, let's talk about what's happened to our government. You know, going back to the end of World War II, when we began bringing over the mad scientists, the people who had information that we thought we could use, so we didn't execute them as they should have been executed, as we executed other war criminals. These people who had conducted experiments on individuals really didn't face execution at the Nuremberg trials. If they had valuable information, they became part of our government, and they became the foundation of our chemical and biological weapons. And we have since then, in all areas, we have put a lockdown on any information coming out to the public. This is one of the reasons why the public doesn't trust the federal government here, like they do in Sweden. Sweden, they're transparent with people. They tell people the truth. Now, we have made it a policy since the end of World War II to bring in war criminals to make them the core of our Department of Defense, of DARPA, and other agencies. And we've made it a matter of policy to put the government ahead of the lives of citizens. Again, go back and look at the book, Raven Rock. It lays it out in great detail. The plan to save the government and let the rest of us die. That's what they've been working on. When they talk about national security, they're not talking about your security. They're talking about the government. They're going to secure the government. They're going to make sure the government is safe. And a lot of these people who are in the bureaucracies, in the military, who think that they're going to be safe because they're in the government, they're going to find they get the same treatment as the people on the USS Roosevelt. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to take calls if you want to join the program. The number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 if you'd like to join the program and comment. I was just talking about the USS Theodore Roosevelt. This is a nuclear aircraft carrier. It's got a crew of nearly 5,000, and this goes back to they've had a large outbreak of coronavirus. And the former captain, he's now been fired, asked for permission to isolate the bulk of his crew members on shore. And as they point out in AP News, that is an extraordinary move to take a carrier out of duty in an effort to save lives. And so there's a couple of issues that are involved here. Number one, is he being fired because he wrote a letter? That appears to be the case. In fact, they wrote a letter and went public with this. I don't think that the government needs to continue to push secrecy and deception and make those the core values of the federal government, quite frankly. When we talk about national security, yeah, there are certain things that need to be kept secret. And you might say that him talking about how they are sick and telling everybody that the carrier is at risk, that violates some of the wartime planning. Nevertheless, if we could have more transparency and more truth from the federal government, people might trust their recommendations more. You know, when I look at the difference between what happened with alcohol prohibition and the campaign to try to inform people about the increased health risks with cigarettes, yeah, there were some prohibitions involved in cigarettes. They prohibited people smoking on airplanes and restaurants and so forth. But for the most part, it was a campaign of education to inform people about the respiratory and heart issues associated with smoking cigarettes, tobacco. And it worked for the most part. Alcohol prohibition did not work. People went to harder forms. They went from beer and wine to hard whiskey. And in some cases to bathtub gin, which caused them to go blind. And it created organized crime. Exploded during that. And so you had a lot of negative consequences of that. But if the government would be honest with people, if they would try to use persuasion instead of coercion, if they would stop trying to solve every societal problem with force, which is what they're doing right now with COVID-19. This is a massive program of shutdown, but it is unlike anything. It is beyond anything that we've seen with the failed war on drugs or anything else. And we had preludes of this. You know, we look at the fact that Travis County is all shut down, and we had two people who died over the weekend. It's the same type of thing that they do with Second Amendment, with gun control. We had two people who get shot. Okay, well, let's take the guns from everybody. We had two people who died from coronavirus. All right, let's shut down the entire city. No understanding of the actual risks involved just using it to forward their agenda. And so when we look at this, what would have been the appropriate response? I mean, first of all, if this is a war, wouldn't you think that President Trump would give them the kind of tools that they need on an aircraft carrier to fight the war? Wouldn't you think that he would unleash some of the 30 million doses of hydroxychloroquine that he would send them to the aircraft carrier? And when I look at the captain, even though he's being cheered by the sailors, I have to ask, you know, wouldn't you demand more equipment and, you know, more masks, more ventilators, and something to cure it like hydroxychloroquine rather than just giving up and going to shore? This is why I said, you know, when you look at people, we've lost the ability to fight a war. We've lost the ability to fight for our freedoms. The people at the Alamo knew they were going to die. They didn't go, yeah, they wrote letters talking about how we're staying here till we die. They didn't go crying about it. But that's the attitude that we have here in America. And we took this cruise ship here. Again, there are still about 6 cruise ships out at sea. And nobody is sick on them. They were far out at sea at the time this happened. But typically, there are hundreds of cruise ships and several dozens out to sea. But right now, there's only 6. And when you look at some of these that are out there, it's kind of interesting. I talked about the Diamond Princess earlier, the fact that they had only 17% of the people tested positive. Of that, only half of them, 47%, only half of them had any symptoms whatsoever. Well, it turns out that they've got another cruise ship here, Carnival Corporation's Zaandam, forced to dock in Fort Lauderdale after 193 people were sickened out of 1,829 people on board. Well, if you go through the statistics, it looks pretty consistent because those are people who are symptomatic. That's about 10% of the crew. So if you have a 17% tested positive on the Grand Princess cruise ship. I'm sorry, on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, you have about 17% that tested positive, only about half of those symptomatic. So that's about 9 or 10%, which is about what they had on this Carnival ship. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? And yet we have, and the death rates out of 4,000 people, on the one that had 2,000 people, had 4 people die. On the other one, you had 6 people die. 7 people die. All of them over the age of 70. And yet we are going to shut down the entire economy. Dr. Fauci says we need a nationwide lockdown and we need it now. He's demanding that we do it now. So the question is President Trump going to listen to him? He's listening to him in terms of not taking us off of the shutdown. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to David in New York. Thanks for holding. David, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Knight.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Knight. Are you with me?
Good morning. Yes, I got you. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, Dave?
I think he can't hear us. Establish contact with him. He can't hear me. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Go ahead, Johnny. Thank you for holding. Try to reestablish contact with
him.
Hello,
David.
How you doing?
You remember me. I'm the one that formulated that acronym for false pandemics before sleaze. Remember it. And I'd like to extend it to sleazes because swine flu was included. I didn't realize how apt it was before because at the time I didn't realize that the name of the pathogen is actually SARS-CoV-2. So the first S started for SARS. And second, interestingly enough, that pseudo pandemic based on a pseudo disease, which is AIDS, was actually pushed by Fauci himself.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob Gallo. In any case, the subject I want to address, the primary subject, was misinfo and disinfo concerning Q. And there's been a gradual disenchantment with Q, especially on InfoWars. And I wanted to point out an important distinction that I think needs to be made in general and on InfoWars to distinguish Q from Anons and from Q decoders. Q is not responsible for misinterpretations of him, and I just want to give 3 examples of why I think Q has been unfairly maligned. One is that it has blind followers, and I think that's wrong. I think InfoWars has been one of the greatest motivators of critical independent thinking. I think Q has been another one, but the important thing is to find a Q decoder that can actually make falsifiable predictions that actually come true much more than they become false. And I found one. And I mentioned it to Owen on two of his episodes of The War Room, but I don't think he's looked at it yet, with all due respect. And that's the X-22 report. Because the X-22 report is very careful to distinguish, for example, between its interpretation, like Q didn't necessarily say this, and making hardcore falsifiable predictions. And I'll give you three of them that he made, which actually it got right more than InfoWars. And again, I'm not disparaging InfoWars' predictive accuracy.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not really into predicting the future, Johnny. And, you know, when I look at the Q situation, when I make announcements about what's going to happen, if you want to understand what the future is, you don't need to look at Q. You need to look at the UN 2030 agenda. You need to look at what is happening right now. And you don't need to have an interpretation of it. And you don't need to have somebody who's going to tell you, don't worry, everything is going to be fine. I don't like what President Trump is doing. I don't care what, if he's got an ultimate plan. This is a bad action. It is against the Constitution. He has no authority for this, and it is no different from anything that was ever proposed by Bernie Sanders or AOC. And I don't need a spin from anybody or any kind of an interpretation, a prophecy or whatever. Look, if somebody's got a false prophecy, that's the end of it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world. Program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which again all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human. Listen to me very carefully. We have confirmed that California is set within days or weeks to announce a total stay-at-home order and will shut down grocery stores and, yes, even pharmacies, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're announcing to create total panic, to try to trigger a depression to blame on Trump. Then when Trump doesn't follow suit, they will blame every single death on President Trump. This is a psyop using a real deadly virus. This is super dangerous, and everyone needs to get supplies in now. The food chain is getting low as well, and you need to get the supplements just to be safe at InfoWarsStore.com and stock up, because who knows in the future if we'll even be able to operate. We're ready to ship to you, though, the day after you get your order in. It gets to you very, very quick. InfoWars is an essential operation and is still open. You can also order storable food again, but take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge development just took place on the police state New World Order doomsday clock. Walmart has announced, as of yesterday, that no one can buy non-GMO heirloom seeds or other seeds that produce more fruits and vegetables. Communist regimes especially always block farmers getting planting seed because they want to control people. Mao did this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is communist blueprint. Seeds are absolutely essential for people to grow their own food, but they don't want you to be self-sufficient. We have the widest selection you're going to find out there of non-GMO heirloom seeds from 8 different companies, fruit trees, everything. Get them while you can. We have a huge selection, but we're going to sell out quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. Get these seeds that could plant for thousands of years, creating new seeds while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. This is a gigantic, sickening, evil development, but we can take action by farming and gardening now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, This unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, one of the things I tweeted out over the weekend, I said, hey, let's start a new hashtag, call it Constitution Distancing. That seems to be what's going on with the Trump administration, Republicans and Democrats. They seem to distance themselves from the Constitution even more so than we've had social distancing. Look, if you look at this stuff, as I said before, if this is being done by anybody other than President Trump, and if we didn't have Q out there telling us, trust the plan, you would be up in arms about this stuff. I mean, we need to be resisting this just as if it was being done by Obama, by Hillary, by AOC, by Bernie, by Castro himself. I mean, this is, if Trump's plan includes a Great Depression and the suspension of the Constitution, I'm not down with the plan. And I have a problem. I criticize the Washington Post all the time because of anonymous sources. And I'm not a big fan of anonymous sources. I'm also not a big fan when you take it into a second level and you say, not only is this anonymous and we don't know who this is, and so it could be anybody claiming to put this stuff out, but now we've also got, we have these predictions are put out in verse, like they're Nostradamus or something. And so now it's subject to, who is going to be the interpreter of this prophecy? And I'm sorry, I can see what's going on. And we need to stop gaslighting people with anonymous poetry, which is what that is all about. I'm not down with what's going on. You know, when we look at this whole thing and how insane it has gotten, a good example of this is the tweet I put out of a picture in Vermont. You know, we've got a lot of little dictators at every level, you know, from the president's office down to Congress, down to the governors, down to the mayors and the city council, everywhere. They're all getting their day in the sun. And so we've had, we're going to leave certain stores open that are essential. Mom and pop stores have to close, but Walmart is essential. So we're going to leave Walmart open because they're a big box retailer. They got a lot of clout. They are essential. And I said at the very beginning of this, as a small businessman, I had had that exact same type of situation. They demanded, the police came in, demanded that we shut down, even though Walmart was open right across the street from us. No, they're essential. You're not. And so we've now had state governments coming in and saying, all right, even though we're going to allow Walmart to stay open, we're going to tell the stores that we have said are essential. We're going to tell them that there's certain things that they can't sell, even if they're open. And so here's a picture that somebody put up on social media, and it says, by order from the state of Vermont, items in this non-essential area are not available for purchase. Well, those items are seeds. So they've got seeds. They've got them in Walmart. You're allowed to go to Walmart. They're open. They're an essential business, but you're not allowed to buy seeds because Vermont has decided that the seeds are not essential. They don't want you having your own garden. This is all about making you dependent on the government. Every bit of it, from the top to the bottom, from the White House down to the mayors. They all want you dependent on government. Please order it online. So you can order this online and they'll deliver it to you. But even if you're in the store, they're not going to allow you to get it. So I said, well, this kind of brings up an interesting point because we've had all these different Democrat jurisdictions saying, like in San Francisco, you can steal up to $950 at a time and we're not going to do anything about it. We're not even going to send the police out. You can come in, take just under $1,000, take that back out to your fences and hand that over to them. You can walk in, get another $1,000 from the store, and you can keep doing that forever in San Francisco. That was even before all this stuff happened. So I said, so if the store sells the seeds, then presumably somebody in that store is going to get fined or jailed. But what if you steal the seeds? They won't do anything to you in a Democrat jurisdiction, right? A lot of people said, yeah, you can leave the money there. You know, maybe somebody will leave that money for Walmart, or maybe they won't. Whatever. I mean, this is the upside down, inside out world that we live in now. Even to the extent as you look at these hospital ships, we've got one Navy hospital ship that was sent to New York City, another one that was sent to L.A. Both of them are empty. They're supposed to take the overflow of the hospitals that can't handle the number of patients. I mean, when you look at this data point, along with the fact that we've got so many people saying, and I've got people sending me email, davidknightshow@protonmail.com. They're sending me mail saying, hey, you know, I was in the hospital. This is what I saw. Nothing. A friend who was delivering a baby, they saw no panic. It was nothing unusual. And we see these hospital ships that are sitting there empty. This is a major takedown of our country, folks. And I don't trust any plan that includes a forced greater depression and suspension of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. All right, let's go to Carl in Georgia. Thank you for holding, Carl. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to let you know that one of the busy intersections in town here, Warner Robins, they have a tank parked just down the street.
Wow.
I don't know why there's a tank parked down the street, but it seems awful unusual that there should be a tank parked next to the busiest intersection in Warner Robins. I just thought you might find that interesting.
Yeah, and these are unusual times, aren't they?
Council, here in Byron, I don't know if Warner Robins has done it, but they've also established a curfew. You can't be out between 10 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know, that's all going to save us from getting the cold, the flu, right? And again, I think everybody needs to take a look at these cruise ships, for example, and you need to look at some of the research that's coming from these other people. At the very beginning, we were debunking the phony statistics that they had out there. We had a lot of epidemiologists and just a big dose of common sense saying this doesn't hold up to scrutiny. But now when you look at this, every day, Carl, they're escalating this with new things because they don't want this to end. They don't want people to have, you know, it was unfortunate for them that hydroxychloroquine popped up. I think what President Trump should have done instead of just name dropping it and then backing back and saying, well, gee, I don't know. I just heard this. What he should have taken the lead on this. He should have said, we've got research from three different countries that shows that this works. We've got firsthand reports from New York doctors, and we're going to step in and we're going to start manufacturing this with the full force of the federal government and start getting this out to everybody and end this. So that anybody that's concerned about this doesn't have to cower in the corner. But that's not the plan. The plan is to continue to move forward into martial law. I think that is really clearly the plan. They don't care about your health. They care about the vaccines. And wait till you see what happens when they force everybody to take these vaccines. Is that what you think is going to happen? Okay. I think we lost Carl. Let's go to Archangel in Pennsylvania. Yeah, still on the line. Go ahead, Archangel.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for holding.
David.
Yes, I got you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
David, are you there?
I'm here. Do we have another problem, guys?
David.
Okay, he can't hear us. Let's try to go to somebody else, guys. What's the matter with the phone here? Let's go to Matthew in Arizona. Go ahead, Matthew. Thank you for holding. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, Matthew, can you hear me? Okay, it looks like we're having problems with our phones. We'll see if we can get that worked out. Still, the number is 888-201-2244. We're going to try to get back to these people that we had problems with. We still have a lot of callers on the line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin,
who used to attack me just a few years ago, saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver, and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that, because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're going to see if we've got the phone line fixed here. We've had problems with callers being able to hear us. Let's go to Matthew in Arizona. Matthew, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
There we go.
All right, we got
it. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I went ahead and I wrote everything down this time because, it seems like sometimes when I've called, I'm a little unorganized. First of all, I wanted to kind of get to Q. Okay, so you had me on the show in, like, 2015, I think. I was a former member of Anonymous for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell the other members of Anonymous, because, guys, we tried, and the intention was great, But then you had somebody like Sabu. And I don't know if you heard of Sabu. Sabu was the anonymous contact behind the Occupy movement. And it came out that he was actually working for the CIA as an informant.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. And so the whole thing is like, you know, and he's not even the only one. And he was doing the entire LulzSec movement was under him. So the whole laughing at your security, that kind of thing. So you know, one thing I think that is a major problem that is even within the anonymous thing now is there's just a whole bunch of different, you know, thoughts and ideas and everything. And there's a couple of them that are great and, you know, they feel great and everything, but anything,
you know, that's one of the problems.
Substance is gone.
That's right. That's one of the problems, Matthew, is that, you know, when I look at something that somebody is saying, it's very important to me to do a background analysis of who this source is. Who are they connected to politically? How do they benefit from this? Are they going to be an independent source, or are they biased in one way or the other? And that's fine. Everybody's got a bias, but it's important for me to factor that bias into the information. You know, if somebody is pro-Trump or they're anti-Trump, you need to know that, and you need to factor that into what they're having to say. When you look at Anonymous, as you pointed out, you know, go back to Sabu, you find out he's part of the CIA. Guess what? We've got mainstream media news anchors at CNN and all across the board that are tied into CIA. So it's important for us to know where these people are coming from, what their sources are, and so forth. And that's the problem that I have with it. And then the other problem I have with it is, you know, we've seen predictions made over and over again. I remember, what was it? It was a year and a half ago. We were told with certainty. Yeah, Julian Assange is going to be released. He's going to be released. He's going to go through Switzerland. And here's what Q has to say. It's like, well, I hope that's the case, but we'll believe that when we see it. I try to report what is happening. I try to analyze the people who are saying that. And I can't do any of that if somebody's making future predictions because they've allegedly got an inside connection to the president. And, I can't evaluate that. And I don't even know, you know, what their angle is. So I, that's why I don't pay any attention to Q, and I never have.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Okay, well,
I was going to mention too another thing. Just real quick, I guess, because you guys probably I haven't heard you guys plug it actually in a while, but I use the Super Silver toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really really bad infection, and I don't have like the same medical services and the same stuff that everybody else gets access to. I actually have Asperger's and like. You know, long story, but I slipped through a lot of cracks. But anyway, so basically, I started using the Super Silver toothpaste, and it was gone in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it was something that was super severe that I would have had to have gotten like a prescription for.
Well, you know, the whole thing about silver, we know that is something that is still used in hospital burn units. For people who have severe third-degree burns, they're very concerned about bacterial infection if you've got a third-degree burn, because that's the purpose of your skin is to, you know, protect from bacteria. And so that is still widely used, silver. It has always been a part of that. And there's a lot of certified tests where they put bacteria and virus in vitro in a glass, and when they expose it to silver, it's found to kill pretty much most and very deadly viruses and bacteria. So there's research out there that you can look up for yourself. And I always use that whenever I get a cut. I always now put silver bullet on it and let that sit there for a while. And then I put the salve on it because the silver bullet will run off. But even before we had the salve, the super silver cream, which is a skin cream with silver in it. Even before that, when I would put the silver bullet on it and let that set for a while, I would not get an infection. And so, I've had the same experience myself. You know, there are certain natural things out there that they just don't want you to know about because there is a profit motive, but whenever we talk about that, or we talk about something as simple as water filters, they say, "Look, you got a profit motive." Well, do you think that big pharmaceutical companies have a profit motive when they sell you drugs that have a long list of severe side effects and cost $10,000 a month? I mean, that's basically what funds Fox News and CNN and so forth. We're trying to give you safe, effective nutraceuticals and natural ingredients, and I really do appreciate you mentioning that, and I'm glad that helped you. Thanks a lot. We're going to go to Chris in Utah next. Thank you for holding, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, David, great show. So In 2016, I made a prediction. I got on Alex Jones' show, and I made a prediction that there would be an economic downturn. And this was before Trump was even elected president. And I predicted that he would, in fact, be elected. And everybody was poo-pooing me. It looks like I've either made a lucky guess or, you know, just over the years, as you study these people, it becomes more and more easy to predict their next move. And I didn't think that they would allow Donald Trump to have four good years of prosperity. But what I really wanted to talk about, David, is and you've alluded to this in the past. We send our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters overseas to fight foreign wars of aggression, and we justify their death in order to preserve liberty. That's and now right. We've turned that completely around. We're sacrificing liberty in order to save a few lives.
Yes,
and I've
exactly.
been on the internet, and you've probably seen the videos that I'm looking at. There are vigilante people out there going from hospital to hospital, from emergency room to emergency room. You know, when the media is telling us that they're overwhelmed, they can't find enough staff to help these coronavirus patients. Yet these emergency room waiting rooms there's nobody there.
That's right. That's right. We've got documentary evidence of that, and we've got even, as I mentioned in the last segment, we've got mainstream media pointing out that these military hospital ships in New York City and L.A. are completely empty. And then there's this article here. Chris, expert COVID prediction of 50,000 hospitalizations in New York by April the 1st turned out to be four times too high. And this is from somebody who was the most optimistic. You know, they were predicting overall, and it went into the Washington Post, it was out of the University of Washington, they predicted 38,000 to 162,000 deaths in the U.S., much lower than what the president and Fauci are predicting. They're predicting 100,000, 240,000. And so even these people who are far lower than what Fauci is putting out there and President Trump is repeating, even they were 400% too high. And we're seeing, as you pointed out, empty emergency rooms. We're seeing empty hospital ships and so forth. There's a lot more to this, folks, than meets the eye. And that's why I say we need to not worry about predictions. We need to start fact-checking these people, and that's what a lot of people are doing in the emergency rooms. We need to take a look at what they're doing, and you're exactly right, Chris. You know, we've been told, hey, we've got to fight all these foreign wars to protect liberty, and now it's just the other way around. We are going to take your liberty to protect you from something that we can't see the effects of what they are pushing on us. I mean, this is the Green New Deal and environmentalism on steroids. And now we've got everybody, Republican and Democrat, jumping into this. We're going to die based on faulty models, bad statistics, and no evidence. That's the way I see it, Chris.
That's right. And then, you know, as a Christian, I value my free will. I know my chances when I go out. I think we should just have the government say, if you want to risk your life and go out and about and work your day-to-day routine, you know, that's your free agency.
I agree, because if they take that away, then the next thing they take away from us is they take away our cars, they take away our guns, they take away our right to refuse vaccines. And yes, this looks exactly like the mandated vaccine stuff, doesn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver, and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that, because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life. Not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we got a Pennsylvania woman who's been fined more than $200 because she was driving around her car. Again, they're saying, we've got all these people riding the subway. Maybe we should add more lines, more trains, because then maybe they won't pack in so closely together. And yet, even in Washington, D.C., where they love to control everything about everybody, they said, look, if you're going crazy, you've got to get out of your house. If you get in your car and you just drive around, you're not any threat to anybody. We'll let you do that. But they're not as relaxed in Pennsylvania. You had a woman, reported by the Washington Examiner, Anita Schaefer, 19 years old. She was driving around just to get out of her house. She's going crazy. In her car. Not walking around outside, not spreading coronavirus in any way, shape, or form. And she got pulled over by two state police cars. I guess they're getting tired of not being able to write tickets. They're getting desperate for money. They said, well, we pulled you over because you got a busted taillight, and we think that maybe your window tinting is too dark. But then they fined her for violating the state's stay-at-home order. He asked me if I was aware of the Stay-at-Home Act. I said, I'm aware of it, but I didn't know that it pertained to just driving. Oh, yes, it does. Here's a ticket for $200 fine. Now, we've got Richard here in Texas saying that it's about time that we mount some legal challenges to this. But he can't find anybody, any lawyers who are willing to do this. Let's go to Richard. Thank you for holding, Richard. Go ahead. Richard, can you hear me? Have we got phone problems again? Okay. Okay, I don't have. Okay, let's go to the next person. Doug in New Jersey. Doug, are you there?
David, I am.
Okay, good. Thank you, Doug. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want everyone to know that this whole Agenda 21 New World Order thing is very much real. And if you need evidence of it, go to the World Economic Forum website. Go to where it says global governance, and it's all laid out.
Yeah. I tell you, I mean, that's the big cue right there, right? It's all laid out for you. Go back and look at these plans that are 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, and look at how they're checking every single box on those plans. I mean, that ought to get your attention.
It scared me where I almost couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And this is current information, too. This isn't something from 10 years ago. This is an updated website, and they have so many different levels of different things, of AI, of this, of food rationing, of travel. I mean, this everybody needs to see this.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why, you know, I've talked so much about cars. I'm like, oh, you love cars. Well, I do love cars. I love driving. But I understood.
It's freedom.
Yeah, it's about freedom. It really is. And their whole Agenda 21, which then became, you know, the UN 2030 agenda, they want to have it in place by then. That is contingent upon a couple of things. And one of the core things about that is to make sure that you can't move. And what do we have in this? The complete lockdown and no movement of anybody. I mean, you just drive around in your car, play. No, we'll give you a ticket for that. It's the complete lockdown.
Absolutely.
As we've had people in the military say, if you have to control a population, you got to do three things. You got to take away their ability to shoot, you got to take away their ability to communicate, and you got to keep them from being able to move. And those are all core aspects of the UN 2030 agenda and what you're talking about with the World Economic Forum. Go ahead. Tell us some of the other stuff you saw.
You know, that's the big meeting in Davos, Switzerland once a year.
Yeah.
You know, where all the 1,000 big corporations meet. The ones that basically decide what's going to happen next. So these are all the 1% of the 1% deciding the future of humanity. And I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, or what. This affects everybody. My freedoms, my God-given freedoms, not by some corporate elitist, you know, a-hole who wants to take them away, who's some sociopathic, power-hungry monster. It's just not meant to be.
It's the technocracy. And if you want to know where this goes, I mean, you can go back 100 years, essentially, back to the 1930s, 90 years back, and you can take a look at what H.G. Wells was pushing. You can take a look at what Elon Musk's grandfather was pushing. They brought charges, criminal charges against him in Canada because he wanted to overthrow the government there and establish a technocracy. That's why he fled to South Africa. The technocracy, however, the plans never changed. They continued to metastasize. They continued to formulate them and hard code them into the UN and these, as you point out, Davos is where these guys get together. It is a technocracy. These technocratic elite are willing to go to war against us. As you pointed out, artificial intelligence, I've had Hugo de Garris on many times. He works on AI, and he said, look, the technocratic elite want to run everything with AI. Once people find out what they are doing, they will use their technological advantages to go to war with the population of the world, and it will be gigadeath because they will use everything that they have. And, folks, this is just the beginning of this. And it is all coming to fruition. If we can let one little federal bureaucrat demand that we shut down the entire country, and this is being done globally, by the way, it's being done by all the governments walking in lockstep, following the pattern of China, which is the model for all of this. And do what Doug is doing. You know, stop reading Q and start reading their plans at the World Economic Forum, at Davos, at the UN, and you can see exactly where this stuff is going. And then if you see that, you're not going to trust anybody who enacts any part of this. I mean, do you trust the plan, Doug?
You know what? I'm not a big believer in Q as much as I want to believe it. I like what it says, but like you said, I don't trust anybody that won't reveal who they are.
That's right.
And like some of your callers said, this could be anybody. And to think that the CIA doesn't do this stuff, you know, you're naive if you think that.
Yeah.
You know, it's COINTEL stuff on top of COINTEL stuff.
That's right.
So, you know, the people can say what they want about Alex. He's proven to be the absolute best. And you too, David. You're the best kept secret in all of media. You need to be bigger than what you actually are.
Well, part of it, that's why they shut down, Alex, and that's why they shut down InfoWars and me all at once. They said we cannot have anybody who is out there putting out a different narrative. And now we see articles that are coming out of the mainstream press complaining about how journalists are being shut down left and right because they talk about they question the government narrative on the coronavirus. And this article that I've got in front of me is basically talking about what's going on in the Middle East and some of the areas that you would recognize as already authoritarian. They don't talk about what's going on in Western countries. They don't talk about what's going on in America, and they don't talk about what's been going on for quite some time in social media. Because this is really what this is about, you know, controlling your communications, controlling what you see and hear, taking away your ability to move, locking you down in the cities, monitoring everything that you do with 5G and poisoning you at the same time. This is a very broad plan, but all of these aspects have been laid out there for everybody to see for a long time. It's just amazing to me how rapidly they've been able to put this together. Thank you, Doug. I want to get to a couple more callers if I can. Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Let's think ahead. If this pandemic continues and we can't get in line to vote in November, and the Democrats are pushing for like voting through mail, which is paper ballots, or voting over your phone, the contest will be invalid. We'll all argue about whether the results of the election would be certifiable. So
yeah, I've been saying for a long time this next election is going to be a hacking contest. And guess who's going to be the referee? It's going to be Bill Gates and his DARPA-funded election guard. But go ahead.
So knowing that, shouldn't we just not have the election? Who becomes president in 2021 if nobody is reelected to Congress and Trump and Pence are not reelected? Who becomes president?
I don't know what happens. I mean, we've never had a, but we're so far out of the Constitution now. I don't, you know, what is going to happen? I don't know. What do you think is going to happen?
You and Richard Proctor talk about how we don't have a Constitution anymore. It's inoperative. It's been suspended.
Yeah.
But we, the right-thinking Americans, think we have to obey the Constitution in trying to fight against people that have suspended it. That's where we're going to lose our country if we don't realize there are no rules anymore. We're going to have
round these people up
and be as judicious as we can and fair with them as we can, but we can't tie our hands behind our back and expect to win this thing because they're always going to keep coming back and violating our rights and telling us we don't have rights. So I think the person that would be leading the country if there is no election would be Grassley. Senator Grassley would be in charge of the country in the line of succession. Because he would be the remaining senator pro tem poor.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, the Speaker of the House is number three after the president and the vice president. So I'm not sure what would happen with this. Because, again, you know, it seems like the Constitution is merely a suggestion. And I think we are truly fighting an asymmetric war when we play by the rules and they don't. All right, that's all the time we've got. Sorry I was unable to get to Shane in Ohio and other callers. Folks, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got discounts on many products. Prostaguard, you can get your daily value, 100% of zinc with that, especially if you are in the high-risk group, an elderly male. You can also get your zinc, and hey, you might even take it if you're a woman, so you can get your zinc. It's got salt palmetto in it. That's not going to hurt you. That's now 10% off many other products. InfoWarsStore.com.